We're talking today to user the Koza from Meta Wikipedia, who's a candidate for the election, to the Board of Trustees for the Wikimedia Foundation. It's quite a mouthful. Gregory Koza, thanks for coming.
Thank you, Private Musings. It's really a pleasure to have you put this together for everyone.
And I suppose we should kick off with the elephant in the room with regard to your candidacy, which is to say that you've had a rocky road at the English Wikipedia particularly. Do you want to just say a few words about your current status there, and then we'll go into the more general chit-chat?
Sure, I can. I don't want to hide from anyone who's considering voting for me at, or I guess you would say ranking, because it's not quite an up-and-down vote here. I'll be ranked somewhere within the 15 candidates by most of the voters, I guess. I don't want to make it a secret that I am currently a indefinitely blocked user from the English Wikipedia. I think that I did not really enjoy due process, to say the least, but essentially what happened, I had founded a small business that was going to help commercial organizations who lacked an article on Wikipedia to write a basic, well-sourced, cited, factual, encyclopedic article about the corporation in exchange for a small fee. And to, as it turns out, Jimmy Wales asked that I would post those articles on my own website and then leave it up to independent Wikipedians who had no vested interest or payment, arrangement to review those articles, and on their own judgment, if they felt like they belonged in Wikipedia, they could copy them in. Well, even that was deemed too antithetical to the Wikipedia mission of, volunteer free content, and I defended it a little bit too aggressively and got myself blocked. Actually, a number of times I was blocked and unblocked and then reblocked, and I guess you would say that I have a very strong sense of fighting for my sense of justice, and I felt that justice was not being done. So that's where
and
I stand.
We've spoken previously about this, and if people are interested in hearing more about that aspect, then there's an episode of Not the Wikipedia Weekly, episode number 6, where folk can hear more about that aspect. But let's just put that to one side now and pan out a little bit, and just a little bit of personal background, Greg, on who you are and where you're from, etc.
Sure. My name is Gregory Koza. I'm 39 years old. I live in Pennsylvania in the United States. I've been a Wikimedian in one way or another since March 2005. My activity on the projects definitely predated the genesis of my small business, so it's not like that was my only experience with Wikipedia. I'm married. I have one child. And I work at a Fortune 100 company as a director of market research. And I also serve on the board of directors as the director of the development committee at my church. It's a small, independent Christian church in Westchester, Pennsylvania. I have a bachelor's degree and a master's degree and an incomplete PhD degree.
Oh, what were you, are you ongoing or did it fall by the wayside?
It definitely fell by the wayside. We were promised by many academic analyses that there was going to be a strong need for history professors in the early to mid-1990s, and that was based on the faulty reasoning that a bunch of baby boom professors were going to be retiring at the age of 65. And I think everybody knows that professors... don't retire at the age of 65.
Well, that's very interesting. Now, so you mentioned that your Wikipedia, your English Wikipedia experience predated your troubles, so to speak. Have you been involved with any other Wikimedia projects as well at all?
I've spent some time on WikiQuote, and I've spent a little bit of time on Meta. Basically... while I was told that I was no longer welcome to contribute to the English Wikipedia, though, I continued to contribute through various new accounts, playfully called sock puppets by the community, I don't think that I did a terrible amount of damage with those sock puppets. What I was trying to do was just continue to understand and to help other people to understand exactly where their frameworks of logic happen to maybe go off track. And so, you know, you can't say that I have been contributing a ton of articles or edits to any of the projects. English Wikipedia is still pretty much the bread and butter, and obviously my activity there is much diminished over the past year.
It's actually something that I've been trying to something that I see anyway, which is that you've actually retained very close monitoring of Wikipedia as well, and you're active at the site wikipediareview.com, which is controversial in many ways, and we're not going to do that too much, but you've certainly, over the years, maintained an engagement with Wikipedia, which I guess, although I'll ask you now, is the reason for your throwing your hat into the ring this time around?
Yeah, absolutely. Over the past 18 months or so, I think we've seen a lot of decisions made at the board level and also some staff reactions to various scandals that have taken place. And I think that there is a sense among the community that the board and the staff in far too many cases are failing to take due care with the magnificent opportunity of this project that lays before them. And I just got tired of seeing kind of a sense of non-responsibility just being conveyed by everyone at the topmost levels. And the project is too big to keep, you know, washing your hands of the various problems or making big decisions just almost on the fly. I don't know how many people kind of looked at when they decided to move the headquarters of the foundation from St. Pete in Florida over to San Francisco. But, you know, they made the decision to move to San Francisco before they even had an inkling of what neighborhood they were going to locate in. It just seemed, it was kind of incredible to me that.
So you mentioned the sense of, you know, this amazing opportunity, which I guess relates to the fact that, you know, Wikipedia is the seventh largest, the English Wikipedia is the seventh largest or seventh most visited website. In fact, I think it dropped to eighth recently, but it's right up there. In terms of traffic in the world. Taking that opportunity, could you name any sort of specific initiatives that you would be supporting as a board member or directions you'd like to steer the board in if you're successful?
Yeah, there are essentially three main issues that I would champion if I were to be seated on the board of trustees. First is that Wikipedia is doing more and more harm with its biographies of living people who maybe notable by the arcane Wikipedia standards, but really are not notable enough that they've ever been written about in any paper, biography, or encyclopedia that's ever been that's been published for print consumption. And I think those people are starting to come out and object to the way that they're being portrayed in a so-called encyclopedia, and especially one that, you know, receives more traffic than the New York Times and the Encyclopedia Britannica combined.
So you mentioned the problem of what you might call semi-notable or biographies of semi-notable people, as well as do you see of the boards being able to take a lead there, or what would you have the board do if you were seated?
Well, there's a user, an administrator actually, named Doc Glasgow, who gave up on the project, and he wrote an essay called The BLP Problem. And a lot could really be resolved by two simple steps. And that is, if there is a concern that a biographical article on Wikipedia can't be protected to the extent that you know, ongoing vandalism and, you know, it being used as a revenge platform can't be controlled, well, then that article, if it should come up for a deletion review, would lean toward delete if there is not a consensus gained. And the other aspect that I think could so easily be done is to limit the editing of biographies of living people to established users. You know, that is users who have been on Wikipedia for at least 4 days, have 10 edits to their track record, so that it eliminates these drive-by anonymous IP address vandalisms. That's what, you know, even the highly notable people, you know, even for instance, presidents and prime ministers and senators and Nobel Prize winners, it's just not fair that they're expected, or agents, you know, of their offices need to be looking at Wikipedia all the time to make sure that they aren't suddenly, you know, cheating on their spouses, or born in an asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter, or, you know.
And although you say those as amusing examples, in some ways they're actually real, I believe, are they?
I'm not making these up.
Yeah.
I think the ones that are preposterous are, you know, a little more tolerable, but things where, you know, there was a recent edit where a United States senator was divorced from his wife, and an edit stood there for a couple of days saying that the reason for the divorce was his infidelity. I mean, that's libel, and, you know, should a libel suit be generated from something like that, the Wikimedia Foundation is largely protected by the Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, and I don't think that that is going to stand forever. I think that the U.S. legislature, you know...
I suppose you could also argue that, irrespective of the legal status, that there may be a moral imperative, regardless, to clear one's house or clean one's house.
Aside from this, you clearly feel
very strongly about the BLP specific issue and responsibility. This is an introduction sort of conversation. So aside from that, could you sort of ask, why should a voter listening, who's likely to be an editor on the English Wikipedia, why should they support you in your candidacy?
Well, if a voter has been paying attention over the past 18 months, they will have noticed that the co-founder of Wikipedia and the founder of the Wikimedia Foundation, Jimmy Wales, has run into several points of trouble that call into question his due care and whether his ethics are, you know, holding the Wikimedia Foundation to a true course that it deserves to be on. And we've seen, you know, the opportunity has been there for the rest of the board and indeed the executive director, Sue Gardner, to kind of take a stand and say enough is enough. But instead we've seen just the opposite. They've circled the wagons and rallied their personnel to portray criticism and, you know, questioning, probing questions as being, you know, nothing more than disgruntled users or disgruntled ex-employees or trolls. You can't just keep doing that over and over and over again while the credibility and the accuracy and the whole foundation of ethics within the organization just keeps slipping and slipping. So I feel like I'm the one candidate out of the 15 who is going to tackle that head on. If everybody who is voting feels like things have been just hunky-dory over the past 18 months and that, you know, they have the utmost respect for the people who are charged with this responsibility, then they've got 14 other candidates that they're welcome to rank higher than me. But, you know, as I said, those who feel like it's time to make a stand for accuracy and accountability and ethics, then I may be the best person for them to vote for.
And thanks very much for your time today, Greg. Thanks for coming.
Well, it was my pleasure. And again, thank you very much for putting this together.
It's a pleasure. Cheers, Greg.
Bye-bye.